podcast. Off the Wire. Hot Off the Wire with Al Friedas.
Hey, it's Friedas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. More details are emerging about the shots fired at Schoolboy Q's SUV after his concert last week. There's radio convos between dispatchers and police, and it is intense, but still not a lot of clues as to why it even happened. A feud involving Migos may be behind a deadly shooting that happened earlier this month. Police in Georgia apparently think tension between Migos and a local rap group may have led to the June 11th murder of a Migos fan at a hotel in Duluth. Now, they're still searching for a second suspect. Y'all might remember this is not the first time something like this has happened. Back in March, somebody allegedly opened fire on the group's van in Miami. Chris Brown's in court today, but he could get time served in his misdemeanor assault case. Remember, he's accused of attacking a man last year outside the W Hotel in D.C. I think Candy has surpassed NeNe in popularity. 2.6 million people turned in to watch Candy's wedding. That put the show in the number one spot in the 25 to 54 demo, but that wasn't even Candy's wedding. It's kind of just like leading up to Candy's wedding. Congrats are in order. We hear Solange is engaged. Guess she got that ring for her birthday yesterday from producer Alan Ferguson. Little Kim just now leaving the hospital. Media Takeout is showing pictures of her leaving the hospital yesterday after her C-section. Thing is, her C-section was like a month ago. I had a C-section too, and I left like 3 days later, but you know, sound like she got some work done. If she did, girl, I ain't mad at you. I wish I would. August Alsina will share his testimony with fans across the country. He just announced dates for his new tour. It kicks off in Seattle in August. And you know what? I won't even shell out $200 for the plain Beats headsets, so I guess I can forget about the new Fendi ones. They're going to be like $1,300. And lastly, today marks the fifth anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Since he's died, his estate has earned more than $700 million. I'm Al Friedas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, you can tweet us at RestPowerShow. You can tweet me at FriedasFlix. Hashtag RPMS top tweets. Bye.